Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Yeah, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive later on today at 4 p.m. The sneaker freak Darren Bent will be back alongside me. Anyway, we begin with Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool in the Champions League, where they lost, shouldn't laugh, to Real Madrid in the first leg in their last 16. Or as most people in the pub call it, last 16 match. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
If Real Madrid had truly gone for it in the last 20 minutes, they probably could have scored more, but they took their foot off the pedal a little bit, and I think we all know that a 3-goal lead going back to the Bernabeu in a few weeks' time is going to be a huge mountain to climb, and probably enough for them to book their place in the quarter-finals. But a remarkable game, a huge second-half performance from Real Madrid, but the inquest over Liverpool's defending continues once more. Liverpool 2, Real Madrid 5.
We gave all 5 goals away. Means we could have done better there. But they were all obviously different. The start in the game and in our situation where we are, it's really important that we see positive steps. And I think the first half was pretty much, besides the 2 goals we conceded, that the best we played for probably in the whole season. So I like that a lot. The 2 goals, we have to defend better. Okay, the second goal, we cannot defend better. That's a slapstick. But equalized pretty much our second goal, what we scored. The first goal we conceded, we have to defend better. There are enough players around, nobody puts a foot in, stuff like this. It's very tight and it's just a world-class moment from Vinicius then as well, but I think it's obvious that we can defend it better. In second half, obviously, the game was the game Real Madrid wanted to play. Both the other goals which they scored, one is deflected. They are not really well defended, to be honest. We lose the ball in the wrong moment, which is obviously a massive problem against Real Madrid with the counter-attacking threat they have.
On now to Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar.
A disaster class from Liverpool tonight. 5-2 loss at home. The last time you got beat like that was in 2007 at Anfield. That is unacceptable.
There's a couple of things that I just think changed the game. Like, having Joe Gomez on the pitch to start with changes the game. Because he is abysmal.
Liverpool give away a free kick on the left-hand side. Gomez with a foul on Vinicius.
His positioning cost 3 of the goals. Absolutely shambles. I mean, the fact that Virgil van Dijk has to... It just doesn't look like he trusts him.
Wow, Dino, how are you?
Shell-shocked. I mean, obviously, letting 5 goals at Anfield, never been heard of. And the game, you know, started off great, got 2 goals up, and then the game slipped away from him. And got worse as the game went on.
Alisson is so languid about his clearance and he just passes the ball straight to Vinicius Jr. It hits Vinicius Jr. He knows nothing about it and it somehow manages to bobble in off the woodwork.
When Liverpool play with that high line with the 2 fullbacks pushed on, getting picked apart by, I have to say, world-class players. Mm. World-class players just picked them to bits.
Yeah, an absolute shocker from Liverpool tonight. The defending was criminal. It's unbelievable what I was watching.
It is the end of an era for this team anyway. I think Jurgen knows that. I think all the true Liverpool fans know that. It's end of a cycle. And, you know, they need about 5-6 players in the summer.
To fall apart that much, Jurgen Klopp does have to take some criticism because...
Absolutely, yeah, of course he does.
Not good enough.
Of course he does. And, you know, we can't get away from that. He's not immune from criticism. I think people calling for his head are mad because not only, you know, I think he's the right man to take us back, but if if we did get rid of him, who is there to bring in that is at his level or above that? There isn't anybody. So we've got to stick with him.
When we got beat 3-0 at the new camp, I mean, I rang in here and I said, it's not over.
Now, Graham Potter is under huge pressure at Chelsea, as the defeat to Southampton on Saturday has left them with just one win in their last 10 games. Jim White has heard from a source very close to the club why they are sticking with their man.
This is what we know about Potter and Chelsea. I understand the club feels there are extenuating circumstances. They've had 12 players injured. They've had 8 new starts. And Potter himself had no pre-season. They look at the Mikel Arteta model and how Arsenal have reaped rewards by giving him time. Graham Potter, in the hierarchy's eyes, is creative, thoughtful, and is the right coach for the Chelsea rebuild. A change now, it's understood, would be a backward step, not a forwards one, for the club.
Now, Leeds have appointed the former Watford manager, Javi Gracia, or Gracia, no one really knows, as their new boss in a bid to avoid relegation. Here's a former Leeds defender, Danny Mills, reacting to the news.
Short-term contract, but I also have to say, I think it's desperation stakes. Clearly, they sacked Jesse Marsh with no real plan of who was coming in next. They've approached 3, 4, 5 other managers. Didn't look really like anybody wanted the job on a full-time basis, and finally, they've got a guy to do it, which looks like to the end of the season.
Does his previous record at Watford in keeping them up not give you any confidence or any hope that he can do the same for Leeds?
I think it's always very, very difficult. He's got to go in there. He doesn't know the players. He's got to get used to them. They're used to a certain way of playing. He's not going to play in that sort of style. I know you often get that new manager bounce in the first game or so, but sometimes that's just adrenaline. That's just players running around a bit more, working a little bit harder, maybe getting a little bit of luck. And then sometimes you get a drop-off. Doesn't that happen very often when teams change their manager? And a lot of teams have done it this season already, so they can't all stay up. I think it's going to be very, very difficult. The only way to improve the team, generally, is to make them a little bit more organised. But the best way to do it is to improve individuals. And there isn't just enough time to improve the individuals between now and the end of the season.
Well, Leeds' next game is live on TalkSport 2 on Saturday afternoon. They're taking on Southampton at Elland Road, a relegation disbuster of a game. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff as part of game day on TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
Now, Jose Fiennes is set to play England manager Gareth Southgate in a new play about the pressure of penalties. Simon Money Money McMonster, Jordan, wasn't too enamoured about the idea. Who cares what he thinks? Just get on with it, Ralphie. Oh no, that's your brother, Joseph.
I'm being very judgmental. I can't imagine why I would want to see it. I mean, you are talking about very competent actors, clearly. And I suggest the people that have written it would have put some thought into it. But plays that try to impart messages that are based upon evolving societies and utilising something and representing it and packaging it back to impart certain wisdoms to me don't make any real sense. Because I'm not entirely sure that I want to go to a play to learn about the changing notions of masculinity via a football pitch of teams that I actually go to watch with a great deal of tribalistic views on. I think it's nonsense. Are we seriously suggesting that the change of our football team from not winning anything to not winning anything has brought about the changing notions of masculinity in this country? I mean, this notion that masculinity needs to be put through a microscope, there's toxic masculinity, there's this masculinity, there's all kinds of masculinity, but this particular version is a changing notion of somebody that loses everything.
Now, here's City gaffer Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one knows, ahead of the clash with Leipzig in the Champions League tonight, live on TalkSport.
I would say if my career finished tomorrow, because I cannot be a manager, but literally tomorrow, I will be more than blessed and grateful what I've done with the Barcelona, Bayern Munich and here in Europe or in the competition. So I could never have expected to have the career I had in the short time, not just for the, I would say, the success that we had all together in this period, 30, 40 years, it's just for the fact the way we played and the way I love it. So I cannot ask more.
Now, this Sunday, TalkSport brings you exclusive radio commentary of Jake Paul against Tommy Fury. It's live from Saudi Arabia. Coverage on the night will start at 7 p.m. on TalkSport 2 before switching over to TalkSport at 9 p.m. for the main event.
Oi, Golson, are you sure it's Sunday? Big fights are usually Saturday.
Nope, it's definitely Sunday.
Yeah, but...
Oh, shut your face.
All right.
Anyway, here's promoter Frank Warren claiming all the pressure is on Fury.
Everything's on Tommy. You know, he comes with fighting family's name. He's the guy, as you said, is he's a pro boxer. He's had 8 fights as a pro. It's not a lot of fights as a pro, but he's had 8 fights. And he obviously has got amateur experience. You've got in Jake somebody who's ultra confident and fancies this fight for his life. He's had 6 fights now. He's not fought anybody of the as good as Tommy yet. And once that bell goes, they're going to have to get down on it and we're going to see who comes out the winner and who's got the bragging rights. Tommy is a fighter and he has got the name Fury. He was on Love Island and built up a massive following from that. Him and his partner, Molly May, I mean, they're quite big in that world. And Jake Paul, I mean, he's got massive, massive following. And people are buying into this. I mean, I don't like the misfit stuff and all that. I've really got no time for any of that. But this is guys who naturally, one of them's always had a boxing license. And Jake's taken out a boxing license.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to myself and Jason Cundy on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. And a cooler topic, what's the worst thing your pet ever did?
So basically, when I was 21, I got married very young. And for the first year, I thought, being a bit romantic, I thought I'd buy some lovebirds.
Dove?
Yeah, like 2 birds.
Doves? You bought 2 doves?
In a cage?
Yeah, in a cage. They're basically out the back in the garden. Mm. And anyway, one day came back from work and heard this commotion out the back. And needless to say, one of them had one head, one of them didn't.
Tell us about the one that did have a head.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one did.
One had a head and one didn't have a head.
Yeah, one of the lovebirds ate the other one's head.
I'm going to die.
It's
a decapitated. That was a bit of a sign. I got divorced a year later.
He ate the head. He just put his mouth over the head of the other one.
Chomped it, literally. The head was gone.
What do you mean? What, there was no beak? No beak?
No beak, there was nothing there. Nothing.
It literally was a headless bird.
Yeah. The other lovebird.
How did you break the news to your wife?
I just sent it for the way.
He threw everything away.
Yeah, then I just got rid of the body.
Wait, if anyone's just turned on TalkSport at that exact moment, what are they talking about? Yeah, just got rid of the body, lads.
Terrible.
Kieran, what were they called?
Bert and Ernest.
And which one had his head eaten?
Ernest. Poor old Ernest.
Poor old Ernie. Poor old Ernie. He's head eaten.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. After us at 7, it's Leipzig against Man City. Come on, the Leipzig. In the Champions League last 16 match, it's live on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.